Last week on the show, we talked about migrant children housed in a vacant office building in Phoenix. MVM, the defense contractor in charge of those children, terminated its lease on the property. That was less than a week after Aura Bogado with Reveal broke the story.
Well, new reporting from Reveal finds that MVM also houses minors in a second office building here, less than a mile from the first. Aura Bogado joins us again. Welcome back, Aura.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you hear about this second location? You had a source, right?
Yes, I had a source who gave me a good tip, and then I sort of pressed other sources for it. I confirmed that it was the case with MVM over the weekend. We already knew that we had a story. On Monday, once businesses were back open, I started calling again because I had called over the weekend. I called the police department, the fire department, and I started talking to neighbors who were right next to the MVM office, and that confirmed what we already knew, but it gave us a lot more detail about what was happening in that second office.
Tell us a little bit about the detail. This was children again being housed?
Not only being housed, but one neighbor, Bill Weaver, he describes on multiple occasions seeing children over the last 2 years bathing themselves in a shared bathroom facility. There are these two small sinks in a stall of bathrooms that three different offices share. And he would sometimes go in there and see children, migrant children, in their underwear, fully bathing themselves in this sink area. He was very disturbed by that. And he had also taken video. And so he provided us with that on Monday. And I also called the police, who told us that there was a call to that office, to the MVM address, in June, on a day when it was very hot. One young woman, the service call was for an unconscious juvenile, a 17-year-old girl. By the time that the fire department got there, they got there pretty quickly, she was already awake, and so they didn't, they were with her for about 15 minutes, and then, you know, they didn't transport her. But it opens some more information about what MVM was doing and how children were being treated there.
So you said 2 years. This has been going on for that long. Is there any sense of how many other facilities like this there may be? I guess I assumed that this was the result of the Trump administration's zero tolerance policy and their policy of separating families for some time, but that seems to not be the case.
Right. We don't know how long children were being kept there overnight. We don't know if that was only the result of zero tolerance. But what we do know from the neighbor is that children were indeed being shuffled in and out of there by the dozens. He described between 15 and 50 kids coming in per day way back to 2 years ago. And that was certainly under the past administration, the Obama administration. So this has been happening for a while. What's interesting to me as a reporter is that this has been happening in public. People mm-hmm. have photos, they have stories, they have videos. They've talked to other people about it. Sometimes they've contacted politicians in the past. They've maybe contacted a reporter or two, and nothing was followed up on. That is something that's also interesting to me with this second location.
So the contractor here is acknowledging that this has happened. Is there any response from the federal government who they contract with?
The Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesperson, Jennifer Alzea, did issue a statement saying that none of these offices are overnight facilities per the contract with the federal government. They are only used as, quote, waiting areas. And that is the only comment that she will give us. She has told us that she doesn't plan on saying more about it. ICE will not acknowledge what MVM has already acknowledged, which is that children have indeed spent the night at these unlicensed, unmarked facilities. This other facility that we know now children were bathing in sinks in. The federal government said that they're not gonna, that whatever they find, that they're still investigating. It's interesting to me, as we're a small team of investigative reporters here, we've already made a lot of determinations based on what MVM has told us. The federal government apparently has not. So once they make that determination, they will then deal directly with MVM. I have stressed to ICE that this is a matter of public concern, and the public does have a right to know because this is taxpayer money that's mm-hmm. being used. Sometimes we say private contractor, and so people think like, oh, that's, you know, just a capitalist venture,
right.
But this is our money that's being used to do this.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Aura Bogata is with Reveal. Thank you so much, Aura.
Thank you.